नमस्कार दोस्तों, मित्रों, फेला समिकोस बंटा बच्चों और बमाइस, स्वागत है आपका हमारे शो बातें अनसुनी में। मैं हूं आपका होस्ट प्रदीप। बातें अनसुनी एक ऐसा पॉडकास्ट है जिसमें मैं और मेरे कुछ दोस्त शेयर करेंगे अपने हार्ट ब्रोकन स्टोरीज, कुछ ऐसी यादें जो शायद ही कभी तुम्हें रुला गई थी, बट अब सोचते हो तो साला चुतिया आप लगता है। तो बिना वक्त को जाया किए शुरू करते आज का एपिसोड, मोहब्बतें मिलेनियल। सो टुडे वी हैव अ वेरी स्पेशल गेस्ट ऑन आवर एपिसोड। She is a professional Kathak dancer. She is a serious pet person. If I would have to introduce her in one sentence, I would say she is the happiest girl on Instagram. So the guest for today's episode is Isha. So Isha, welcome to the show.
Oh my God, thank you so much for such a nice introduction. Hello everyone, I'm Isha and I am doing my post-graduation in advertising and I aspire to become a copywriter. Wow. Thank you so much.
That's great. So, Isha, देखो तो शो का कॉन्सेप्ट पता ही है, so I'll directly come to the point. कौन सा वाला अलग था?
Okay, so let me start my story, alright? I will be very quick because it is like 5 years of my life and I'm just 20 by the way. So, 5 years of my life in just like 30 to 40 minutes.
Cool.
So, I'll just give you an overview. Let's start with my first serious relationship, which was in 10th standard.
Wow.
So, it lasted like around 4.5 years.
Wow.
And the guy was 4 years elder to me. All right, and I started dating him when I was in school. Okay, so you know what it was like, all puppy love sort of thing.
Pehla pyar.
Exactly. So it was like we had a very nice, cute. So I was in school and I did not really have a phone of my own because in 10th standard things kind of get pretty serious. So I sometimes got to use my mom's phone. So I used to like text him all these cute things, and then I used to delete the text from my mom's phone.
Wow.
It was all like, you know, very nice.
Like everyone then, did that. Every 90s kid did that.
Yeah. And I'm not even a 90s kid. I'm a millennial.
Wow.
So that's what. And then, so, you know, like 10th standard happened. And then later, I would say life happened.
Okay.
Like, so it was like we got into this group. They were actually his friends. Okay. And I wouldn't say that he left me, but yeah, he kind of left me for a bunch of girls.
Okay.
Like not for one girl, because they were like his friends, and they used to say things like, you know, she's like 4 years younger to you, you know, you guys don't really match, and all that crap. But one thing he couldn't understand was like, 1 year to they were not there in our life. Tab to acha chal raha tha, right? So this was like kind of, and he did, okay? He did leave me. And then I guess that is where all those insecurities started. But we had a on and off relationship. We kind of got back. And again, the insecurities kicked in because of course he chose his friends over me. So I was like, yeah, whatever. Then again, he wanted me back. So it was like that, you know, the entire kind of relationship was a little on and off. And that on and off thing kind of lasted for 4.5 years.
Wow.
So it was like a lot.
A lot.
And he had like a bit of anger issues, I would say. So whenever like we were having a fight and, you know, we were in this car, he was driving or something. If he would get pissed, dude, I would be like screwed. He would drive like really fast, as if kya chala raha hai, kya say right left cut maar ke, aur meri fat jati thi, to be honest.
Fast and Furious Mumbai edition.
Haan, matlab I was like, bhai dekho marna hai, par dekho kyun nahi marna hai,
just drop me off na.
Exactly, what the fuck is this? And then it was like, see, it wasn't a bad relationship, okay? He never like abused me verbally or physically or whatever. But I still remember, okay, there was this one more incident in his car only. We were fighting about something and he got really pissed and he threw his own phone, okay? It hit the car ka wo front glass and it came on me.
Oh.
And he got just saved. Like, seriously, wata meko wo jo padta raha. It was horrible. I was like, dude, no, please. And, you know, like, yeah, I broke up with this guy. But then it was like...
And what was the reason?
There was no single reason. Okay.
Okay.
So there was this time when we were like fighting about everything. And we were just not happy. What is the point of being in a relationship? Okay. you should be happy with that person, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was not happy and I could see neither was he. So I kind of, you know, took one for the team.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, this is not working. Dude, how long are you going to keep milking a dead cow? You cannot. Right? So I was like, okay, let's end this.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, there were a few times when, you know, we...
You used to miss him.
Yeah, of course, I do miss him. It was like a very long relationship. Come on. Main teenage se 20s tak uske hi saath thi.
Wow. A lot of memories. Kaafi memories.
Yeah, exactly, dude. And plus, you know, I was involved. Like, I knew his family and stuff. So, wo to hota hai, right? And then, so...
Okay, I would like to interrupt. So, you had a very long relationship. So, did you add Karwa Chauth also?
Oh my God, you know. See, yaar, I don't hate Valentine's Day also. Ye kya hai, matlab? See, it is so stupid. No, nothing like that.
Good.
But you know what? One funny thing happened. So yesterday was Raksha Bandhan, right? So this guy, I mean, dekh, uska, see, this guy and me, we are so like all clear. We don't really have any grudges. But abhi, he has a sister.
Okay.
Okay, and the sister hates me from the core of her heart. Like, wow. I don't even know why. So, kal usne kya status dala? Ki now only, not only brothers have to protect their sisters, even sisters have to protect their brothers from girls like Riya.
Yeah, I had seen that.
Oh my God.
Okay, so the guest for this episode is Riya Chakravarti.
Man, get a life. Yeah, usko koi problem nahi hai. Wo meri life mein interrupt nahi kar raha hai. Main uski life mein interrupt nahi kar rahi. Wo kyun kar rahi hai, man? Dur
lena hai na unko.
I know, right? It was horrible. So one thing I would like to say is never ever involve your family members in any of your relationships. Because you finally want to get out of it, but they are not ready to accept it. And it's like horrible, dude.
I have this motto from day one. Like, if you are in relationship, na, not even tell your friends. Because
exactly.
we know ki ye relationship kab tak, abhi aajkal ke relationship nahi chalte utne. So, kal jaake wahi dost aake bolne ka ta. So, we don't want that.
Exactly my point. Exactly. Yeah. Dude. So then, but to be honest, it is not about this. So, I really don't want to mention anything about this guy over here. So, there is this, there in this phase, okay, honestly, I know I was the one who broke up. But, you know, when someone has been in your life for a very long time, you feel lonely. So, there was a guy,
okay,
according to me at that point, who was my best friend. Okay, and I was like, okay, so I wanted to get out of this entire loneliness thing. But actually, I did not know that I was getting into it.
Oh.
Okay. And he was like so-called best friend. He was there to listen to my stuff. And I was like, yo, he's so nice. Ye wo.
Like, and this is the best guy in the world. Koi hai hi nahi iske baad.
वो टाइम पे तो वही लगता है कि अरे ये कितना अच्छा है, he's like there for me, oh my god. So I want to clear this thing. I never dated him. I was never in a relationship with him. Okay. He was just a best friend.
Okay.
At that point.
So
I'll tell you a few things, okay, about this guy, and you'll get a gist of it. You'll get to know what kind of a person he was.
Okay.
So हम लोग के कॉलेज में ओके तू भी था उसमें तो सीक्रेट सांता करके एक इवेंट होता है एंड वेर यू काइंड ऑफ यू नो गेट न्यू थिंग्स और व्हाटएवर ओल्ड वंस दैट यू हैव यू पैक देम अप और क्रिसमस के नाइट पे यू गो लाइक अराउंड द स्लम्स एंड ऑल एंड डिस्ट्रीब्यूट देम टू द पुअर एंड द नीडी सो देयर वाज दिस गर्ल हु गॉट सम टॉप्स और समथिंग
ओके
कुछ सो पुराने कपड़े थे दिस गाय वाज डेटिंग अनदर गर्ल एट अ पॉइंट
ओके
तो दोस्त ही था वो मेरा actually took a top out of it to give it to his girlfriend.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice.
Matlab ye to. So yeah, he took that top and gifted it to his girlfriend probably. I was like, dude, give her a fucking 10 rupees ka Cadbury ya fir kuch mat de yaar. Kuch mat de, chalega.
Kuch mat de, haan, chalega. Haan. Okay, if this girl is listening, so you know what happened. Like, jo top tu pehen rahi hai na, it was for poor kids.
Exactly, oh my god. Shit, wow. I feel bad for that girl. Of course, she had no idea. And okay, I'll tell you another incident. Okay. So you must be knowing Oven Fresh. It's in our area. I love it. Okay. I just love it. It's my favorite place to go to.
Okay.
So I have this pastry over there. Okay. So if someone is like really close to me, like I don't love it. And if someone is really close to me, it is my treat. Okay. I take that person over there.
Okay.
And then I, you know, it's like my treat. So it's my theme kind of. All my best friends, after my ex-boyfriend, after my favorite family members. मैंने उनको वैसा ट्रीट दिया.
ओके.
सो आई टुक दिस गाय ओवर देयर. ओके. एंड ओवन फ्रेश की क्वालिटी तो देखो पता ही होगा.
बेस्ट. आई लव देयर रसमलाई वाला केक.
आई लव देयर चॉकलेट टोजिलेंट. ओके. दैट वाज द लाइक द बेस्ट केक एवर. इट हैज दिस रास्पबेरी सॉस ऑन टॉप. इट इज अमेजिंग. डूड, दिस गाय टुक फर्स्ट बाइट एंड ही मेड अ फेस.
व्हाई?
What the fuck? He did not like it. मतलब जो तो आदत होती है मेरे वाले का केक कैसे पसंद है.
Oh shit.
So I was like, यार, what am I got myself into? ये क्या कर दिया मैंने? I was like, fuck. Dude, it was like a very sad part, okay, in my entire life. He was like the most toxic
person. It was also heartbroken, I think so. Because when you take someone to your favorite place and that person doesn't like it, वो बहुत बुरा लगता है.
Exactly. And dude, I mean, उसमें कुछ था ही नहीं जो नहीं पसंद आए. To be honest, मतलब हाँ, if I'm taking you to some stupid filthy place, that's another thing. But this is like the best place ever.
Yeah.
You cannot really complain about this.
And like Oven Fresh इतना सही है, like भगवान लोग भी वहाँ से केक लेके जाते हैं अपने बर्थडे के लिए.
Exactly, dude. It is that amazing, and I love it. Okay. So वो एक phase था कि you know I really did tolerate him a lot, okay, and he had a lot of mommy issues which he kind of projected on me a lot. Okay, so one thing I would like to tell a guy, dude, if you're a broken ass, do not expect a girl to like fix you up. That is the most horrible thing you can expect from anyone. If you cannot be happy with yourself, how can you expect others to make you happy? It's like that. So I was like, I was really wrong to, you know, invest in him emotionally.
Okay, so Isha, can we give this guy a name for context?
Okay, let's name him Alan. Okay,
Alan.
Wrong 2.5 men. Yes.
Okay. From your description, I was about to say Manoj.
Lol.
Okay, we'll go with Alan.
Anyway, ha, theek hai, Alan. Okay. So then it was like the only reason I was tolerating him, was because, you know, I felt a kind of sympathy towards him.
Okay.
Okay. And it was like one of my toxic trait back then. Ki agar kuch toota hai, so it was my instinct aise ki, arre, then I have to fix it. I have to join it. So abhi to mujhe pata chal gaya hai ki right now I'm not fixing anything or anyone unless it's like my phone or something. Like seriously, I'm not fixing humans for sure. I don't do that anymore. So he basically wanted me to be his unpaid therapist.
Okay.
Seriously. And it was horrible, dude. Like, you know.
Wow,
like,
a therapist who give you treat at Oven Fresh. Wow, nice.
God, I mean, like, seriously, it was horrible. Like, treat at Oven Fresh, so bhool ja. I'm not even saying anything about that. But I cannot really fix someone else. But I was the person who was actually going through a lot because of my previous breakup.
That's like, a lot to process.
Exactly. It was a lot to process. Okay. And, you know, I even read this quote on Instagram somewhere. Okay. Fix a broken guy and he'll love you for life. And I was like, dude, that's shit. Okay. Aisa kuch nahi hota hai.
Okay.
Seriously. And dude, another thing about this guy was he was an insomniac.
Okay.
Okay. So he used to sleep aise kuch 3-4 ghante raat ko and uska pura din nikal jata tha without any problem. So ek do baar maine baat ki hogi usse till like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. And he thought it was my responsibility to entertain him throughout the night. Matlab main bhi usse baat hi karti rahu aur main so nahi. And he actually made me feel bad about it. Like a few times that I slept, he made me feel bad. Yeah, you just slept. What the hell? This, that. I was like,
I think so this is what humans do.
Yeah.
They sleep at
this
night.
This was the first human did that. Exactly. I should have told him that at that point. I was like, what the fuck? So, you know, like we say that people actually come in our lives, give you things, and then they take things from you. But this person has given me nothing except for like, you know, low self-esteem, insecurities and a lot and like lots of insomnia. Seriously, dude. I was like, so this scene happened like around 1 year ago.
Okay.
But till now, I cannot fucking sleep properly at night.
Oh.
I know. Like, seriously, because 3 hours to aaram se buzz hi jaate hain. It's like that.
It's like the new 12 o'clock now.
Yeah, exactly. And not just because this quarantine scene, wo tab se mera wahi routine abhi ho gaya, you know? When you just set your routine ki 3 baje hi sona hai, to fir 3 baje se pehle neend nahi aati. So it was like that. It had actually become my routine. So then I was like, dude, I actually got very pissed, okay? Matlab ye to mere sath first time ho raha tha because this guy, dude, he was so toxic and so freaking negative and I decided ki this guy needs help, but you shouldn't be the person who should be helping him. He needs help from a proper psychologist, you know? Girls have this thing that you, I can fix him with my love and all that shit. Aisa kuch nahi hota. You cannot fix him with your love.
There are few people. Only,
Actually,
this goes both ways.
Yes, of course. Like, I can give you a girl's perspective. I wouldn't know much about what a guy... So what I'm telling you is ki, this was like my perspective. Of course, guys think differently. I really wouldn't know much about that. So, I was like, dude, like, this was getting on my nerves, okay? And finally, even I don't know how, I kind of got rid of the guy.
So, like exactly what happened?
Dude, I was, again, the same thing, you know, lots of fights and stuff like that. And, you know, he had this thing, he used to behave like a victim. Matlab, no, what are you doing to me? All that, cannot handle that.
What do we call them? Sympathy ho riya.
Yes, yes, right. So that's when I learned, ki, dude, you know what, it's okay to be alone. You can be single, you can be alone, but don't be with the wrong people. It fucks you up. Seriously. And nothing, right now I'm so happy with myself. Like, I don't really, you know, need anyone. I'm at this phase right now. I've had one failed relationship. Yes, I agree. Second one, to kind of, I was like, I failed as a human only. But, chal, theek hai, abhi kya kuch nahi ho sakta uske baare mein. But then I was like, I straight away cut him off. And, you know, I don't really take in any negativity right now. Right now, all I want to do is build myself financially, spiritually, emotionally, blah, blah.
Wow, that's great.
And, I mean, you know, find someone who's like really good enough. Nothing. And honestly speaking, I don't even feel like finding anyone. After you've been single for so freaking long, you feel like, yo, this is so chill. This is so nice.
Yeah, like, no, we can do anything we want.
Exactly.
Okay. So, Isha, I would like to ask you a question. Like, any suggestion you want to give to the old Isha?
Suggestion that I want to give old Isha is to stop being so stupid and silly. Like, oh my God. It was okay. I was like very young back then. And I mean, I don't really regret anything from my first relationship.
Okay.
But this thing, which was not even a relationship, lol. Why am I even mentioning that? But it was pathetic. Okay. And that I should be really careful about who I let into my life. You know, because one negative person and my whole life was like, you know, upside down. Seriously. It was horrible phase in my life.
It affects a lot. But
dude, it affected me a lot. And I thought, I did not have anyone at that point. But to be honest, you always have your friends, you have your family members, you have people around you. So just take some help. But then don't let them get to you, you know, like that.
Like, the answer to any problem is to talk. Like, just talk to anyone. Any person, like, close to your parents, your friends, anyone.
Exactly.
Just don't talk to the person who is the reason of your problem.
Yeah, why see no other. I really chose this person to talk to and that is where I went wrong. So, you know, you should actually choose a person who wouldn't take you for granted. I would say. And a person who's really sensible enough, who's really good enough.
Any message you would like to give our female listeners?
So, yeah, dude. Girls, please, there are really nice men out there, so don't fall for a stupid ass. Seriously, just go for a very nice, chivalrous man with really good manners who's raised in a very nice way. And, you know, just looks and everything else is, you know, I would say secondary, but how a person is inside, like, you know, from the inside, that is what matters.
So, what's the criteria of a good man for you?
Okay, so for me, it is someone who really has, you know, good manners, who's raised in a nice way, who's very chivalrous, then you can say, you know, someone who has something of his own, like, you know, not Abba ki jayadad, to be honest.
And by default, he has to love Irvin Fresh.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. That that comes hand in hand. Yeah, and so, I guess someone who gives you a lot of attention. Because I've seen guys who are just like, you know, they'll be with you, they'll cling on to you for like first 2-3 months and then they'll be like, you know what, who the fuck are you? So, yeah, not even that. But dude, like one more thing, I mean, I forgot to mention this, but one thing I would want to say is that, so it was not, I was the stupid one over here, okay? So it was not, I mean, yeah, they did whatever they did, whatever they had to do, but finally it was me who actually led them in my life. So I'm totally getting, you know, taking the charge of it. So I don't know, I don't mean to offend anyone.
Okay.
But agar koi hua hoga, to bhi mujhe koi khas farak nahi padta. Theek hai, kuch kar nahi sakte. But yeah, that's it.
So let's end this episode in a positive note. Thanks for coming on the show, Isha. Thanks for giving us your precious time and sharing your experience.
Thank you so much for calling me. It was great. It was great speaking to you. It was great chatting with you. Like a friend-to-friend conversation. It was really nice. Good.
So thanks for coming on the show, Isha. Thanks for sharing your story and experience. I hope this helps and inspire a lot of people. So this is a segment where I usually share our guest Instagram profile. But Isha already has a lot of unwanted people on Instagram and doesn't want any more. But you can always follow me on Instagram @geekprada. Agar aapke paas koi sawal ya sujav hai ya agar aap apni kahani hamare saath share karna chahte, to please feel free to message us @baatenansuni on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. Humne har jagah dukaan khol rakhi hai. आप सुन रहे थे हमारा पॉडकास्ट बातें अनसुनी, प्रोड्यूस बाय आफ्टर आवर स्टोरीज. दिस शो इज क्रिएटेड, एडिटेड एंड आर्टवर्क बाय मी, प्रदीप मायती. दिस एपिसोड डिस्क्रिप्शन इज रिटन बाय संदीप दोलई. द ट्रेलर इज रिटन बाय प्रवीण शिंदे. टिल नेक्स्ट टाइम सुनते रहिए हमारा पॉडकास्ट बातें अनसुनी.